So it is 8:27. I'm pretty much sitting in my room at my desk. I'm getting ready to start working. Because the line's cut on at 8:30, our phone line. So I just wanted to do a quick episode. I don't know how much time I'm gonna have, because I'm sure I'm gonna get some phone calls, so I may not even get to finish this fully like I want to. But I'm just learning something that is really hitting me, you know. Like, as human beings, we cannot be responsible for another person's trauma. We cannot fix another person. We cannot heal another person. If the person is broken, they have to fix themselves. They have to want to get help. They have to want to know their triggers and things they should do. Even with myself dealing with depression, anxiety, and trauma, I don't expect someone to fix me. If someone comes into my life, I'm not looking at them to fix me. I'm not looking at them to try to put me back together, because that's not their job. It's my job to do that. All they can do is support me and stand by me, and that's it. It's not my job to help and fix everybody, and I feel like I've been doing that my whole life. I've always tried to fix and help and heal everybody, and the reality is, you know, you just can't heal everybody, you know? So, no matter, you know, what I did or what I said, you know, it's not changing anything. It's not. I've been a good person to so many people, but I've noticed the last few days I've been crying like pretty much every day because of things I've had to deal with. And I'm like, I really had to think about it. And I'm like, is it really worth it? Don't get me wrong. You know, I want to help everyone. I want to support everyone. I want to see everyone do good. But at what expense does it cost me if I'm drained because I'm trying to help another person fix themselves? I pretty much feel like in these cases, I really have to focus on myself. You know, and it doesn't mean I love the people in my life any less, but it just means that I can't help everybody because it drains me. It drains me. You know, and you can tell a person all day long about their trauma and their issues and that they should seek help, but if they don't see an issue and they don't choose to seek help and they want to twist and turn everything and they don't realize that one issue they have underlines and goes, one issue they have goes into the other issue because they both underline each other in a sense, and that person doesn't want to see that. I'm not in charge of trying to fix them. You know, I definitely try my hardest to be a good person, and it's draining. It's really draining me. It's draining me so bad. Because I'm looking around the room and I'm like, Sherelle, you are killing yourself for other people. And it's not healthy. I said to myself last night, this will be the last time I cry about these situations and these people, because right, you guys, so I'm working. I'm actually going to be getting off the clock in 1 hour because I have to take my daughter to her new school to get registered and all that stuff. So I have to go pick her from school at 2 to go to her other school. And I want to talk to you guys and be candid and real with you guys about what's been going on, why I have not been recording, why I've been kind of distance in a sense with the podcast and recording. I have tried to record episodes for you guys, but it just felt like in the process of me trying to record, I didn't feel good, so I would stop the whole recording process because I was like, why am I recording this? And I didn't want to do it. And I just kind of was, I guess, trying to I was trying to just tell myself that it was okay, that I was going to be okay. Basically. So I want to just go over some things that have to do with mental health and depression I'm just gonna share those with you guys. I don't know how you are gonna, you know, feel about it or whatever, but it's just something that kind of crossed my mind, and I thought, why not? Because I literally have worked straight through today, guys. I didn't even take a break today. I told my boss I was going to try to come back and get on the clock when I got back home. But it just depends, because I literally have to go see my... The appointment's not till 3. And it really just all depends on how fast it is. If it does finish up fast, then I will definitely be coming back. And I'll work till like 5 o'clock or something. But if not, then I probably won't be back on the clock at all. But anyway, that's not the point I'm getting at, y'all. So... I'm just gonna talk to y'all. Cause I'm trying to let me send something to this patient, you guys. I'm also sorry, y'all, if you hear a lot of typing in the background. Alright, so I finally got all this stuff done, so I'm about to sit and talk with you guys for a minute until the next patient calls, because I have to get off the clock by 2 anyway. So, basically what happened, you guys, is I've been struggling really bad with my anxiety and with my depression. I haven't wanted to share that with you guys because I feel like, you know, sometimes you play that role of trying to be strong, of trying to be so pulled together, and you just don't want to let anybody know, basically, that you're dealing with things and that you're human and that, you know, that things are going on within you, and you may not feel comfortable discussing those things, because sometimes I really don't feel comfortable discussing personal things, or in this case, I just felt like it was best not to come on here and record because I didn't want to upset anybody or offend anybody or whatever the case may be. But you know, a lot of my, this podcast started for mental health reasons, and I always tell you guys that, because really my goal was to help women like myself, or men like myself, who have to deal with the daily struggles of anxiety and depression, and they feel like they don't have a way out. And so my goal was to help those people. And it still is. So... But yes, guys, I have been struggling really bad. I actually had a really bad breakdown yesterday morning. It was horrible. I was home by myself. I don't know what happened, y'all, but it's like everything inside of me that had been building up to the surface just hit the top of the pool or something. And I was angry. I was crying. I was angry. I was all these different emotions in me. And at the time, you know, I was on the phone with my boyfriend, and he was kind of consoling me, trying to just, you know, get me to a place to calm down, in a sense, which it did help. But it's a struggle, you guys, to try to be happy every single day. I've worked so hard to not be depressed, and then this, honestly, days where the depression shows itself again, and I'm sitting here like, I can't believe this is happening to me, because, you know, I'm just wondering, like, why is this happening to me? Like, why all of a sudden am I dealing with these things, you know? So, it kind of sucks. I need to wash dishes, y'all. I'm in here cutting up strawberries, but that's besides the point. Sorry. I just looked at the sink like, oh, I need to wash dishes. I'm so used to my mom washing it, but now that she's back at work, I got to start doing better. All right. Sorry, y'all. But anyway, it's just been so much struggle as of lately, and me trying to be happy and just dealing with all these things that's going on around me, and not really being in control of my emotions or whatever the case may be. Like, you know. And then it's like I said, I remembered like bits and pieces of what happened yesterday, but somehow my knee got hurt yesterday. I don't know how my knee got hurt, you guys. My boyfriend kept asking me, like, how'd you hurt your knee? And I'm like, babe, I literally don't remember. I just know that, because yesterday was bits and pieces of that I remembered from my having my breakdown. But somehow my knee got hurt somehow. I don't know. But it feels better today. That's the point.
The point of this is that I'm human, you guys. I preach to you guys about depression. I come on here and I give you guys advice, but I still struggle daily. I do. Every day is a fighting battle for me. Every day I'm going through the motions of trying to be okay. And I'm not always okay. Every day is a new day for me to get better, you know? And I haven't felt like myself lately, and that's been a really bad struggle. A lot of it is just me feeling like sometimes like I don't even have anyone that I can lean on. And just feeling like I don't want to burden anybody with my issues and my problems. So I choose to just stay silent about them, or I choose not to. Sorry, y'all. I choose not to talk about them at all, you know, but when you don't talk about your problems, they just eat away at you because you're not discussing them, so you're just keeping them kind of hidden in a sense. So that's basically just some things that I've been dealing with. Last night, at one point, I even sorry, I was looking for a fork. I'm making all these noise. I'm on my little break, so I'm trying to cut these strawberries up. My eating has been really weird lately, you guys. I don't know if I told you guys. I'm just going to throw this in there, but I stopped eating beef and pork for health reasons and because it's just a lifestyle change. My boyfriend doesn't eat beef or pork either, so it's just easier. So, you know, so yeah, being that me and him both, we just do not eat beef and pork. It's for health reasons. Like, he has not ate beef and pork since he was 13. So the last time he ate beef and pork, he was 13 years old, and that was like when he turned 14, he stopped eating it altogether. So yeah. So basically, you know, I had stopped eating beef and pork in the past and I went back to it, but just realizing I need to be healthier and kind of change my lifestyle a little bit. It just made more sense to eat cleaner. So basically, yeah, I don't eat beef and pork anymore. I stopped eating it. I don't know, but back on topic, y'all, depression sucks. I feel like it takes everything from you. Last night I turned my phone off for about an hour or two because I wanted to just take some me time, and I was watching this sermon on YouTube by this pastor. I can't think of his name right now. But it's really good, and it's about depression. And this is the thing that bugs me that I'm going to just admit to. I love that pastors and that churches are talking about mental health, and I love that they're talking about it and bringing awareness and wanting to help people. But he made a comment, he said that, and I hear this comment a lot, not just from pastors and churches, but from a lot of people think this way. They say a lot of people kill themselves because of the pain. They don't realize that it's a temporary problem that can be fixed. But they choose to take their lives instead of, you know, fixing the problem. That's what most people think. Let me say this. We gotta stop thinking that. I'm gonna tell you why. Explain to me, to that person that's trying to kill themselves, that their problem is temporary. Do you honestly think people are going to kill themselves for a temporary damn problem? A lot of people who commit suicide don't see their problem as temporary. They see it as something that they're never going to get rid of. It's always going to be there. And the biggest thing is a lot of people that kill themselves are in pain and they just want the pain to stop. They are in the worst pain, because that is how I felt last year when I wanted to kill myself. I was in so much pain, I wanted the pain to stop. Even now, dealing with my depression again, I'm in pain and I just want the pain to stop. You can sit here and say all day that people are killing themselves because the problems are temporary, and that when we kill ourselves, we take the lives of others around us too, which I completely get, because a piece of us is through our family or friends. They may be hurt that we killed ourselves. But another thing I want to say to you is, what if that person came to you and they said to you they were going to kill themselves, or they were going to harm themselves, or they didn't even say it to you outright, but they just gave you hints and told you in little hints and different ways that they were sick of their life and they wanted something different. People who want to kill themselves and are dealing with depression and anxiety, we talk to people in cold sometimes because we don't want to outright say, this is what I'm dealing with. We talk in cold in hopes that that person is detecting what we're saying. And sometimes people do, and sometimes people don't. But don't tell me my pain is temporary. And that not every problem is a quick fix. And to that person that's suicidal or dealing with depression, they may not think that. Only thing they're thinking is, I'm in pain. Get me out this pain. How do I get out this pain? And sometimes we can talk to a million damn people about our depression and our pain and still kill ourselves or still not want to be here because the talk we had with that person might have helped for a little bit, but then those thoughts come racing back again. Your mind, you have that voice in your head telling you what to do. And a lot of times that voice in our head overpowers what we really want to do, and we kill ourselves. I saw a story about a girl that was on that show, Toddlers and Tiaras. Can't think of her name right now, but she committed suicide, 16 years old. And I thought to myself, tell her that her problem was temporary. Tell her that. Because honestly, she didn't think it was temporary. She took her life. She wanted a way out. I saw another story where a mom, I think it was a lady. I'm trying to thank you guys. I got to find this stuff. But it was a lady that, I think her daughter was a foreign Miss USA, and she went on the Red Table Talk, I think, and she talked about her daughter's last text to her before killing herself. And I thought to myself, tell her daughter that was just temporary. We gotta stop thinking that. A lot of times to a suicidal person or a person with depression, it's not just temporary. It feels like it's never gonna end. It feels like you've done everything, you tried everything, and it's never going to end. It feels like the doors are closing in. It feels like you're drowning under a bunch of water and you're trying to get to the surface, but you can't get there. The water's just pushing you under. What bugs me the most is that some people just don't get how depression works. They just don't. At all. Some parents think that depression isn't real, doesn't exist. Oh, you're depressed? Okay, whatever, go on somewhere. In the Black community, that's what we're taught. In the Black community, a lot of Black people don't think depression is real. A lot of people have this stigma of, oh, you're not depressed. It's nothing wrong with you. You fine. That don't exist. What is depression? My cousin told my dad a few weeks ago that he wanted to kill himself. My dad then said to my mom, why would anybody want to kill themselves? And I thought to myself, this is not because I'm trying to come down on my dad for what he said, but it just goes to show that a lot of people in the Black community are not educated on mental health because they don't think it exists. They don't understand the why, the meaning behind why somebody would do something. Yesterday, when I wasn't feeling my best, I told my mom about my breakdown and how I was feeling. She spent maybe 5 minutes talking to me about it. Next thing you know, the whole topic is switched over. Now we're talking about what's going on with her at work. That's the problem with people who have depression. We try to talk to people. We try to be open. We try to be honest with people, family, and friends. And half the time, the people are not listening to us. We're crying out for help. But do you hear us? Do you really hear us? Or do you really care? Then you have people who just really don't care. They're just like, suck it up, I don't care. You know, no one wants to live like this. No one wants to be like this. There's so many days where I wake up and I say, I wish I was normal. I wish my life was normal. I wish I didn't deal with this stuff. You know, I wish
things were different in my life. I wish that I wasn't dealing with the things I'm dealing with.
Sorry, y'all. So I was in the middle of, you know, recording, and then of course my work phone rung, so I had to pick that up. But what I'm trying to say is that I really am tired. I'm drained. Some days are better than others. Today I still don't feel my best, but I'm still trying to push through. Being home by myself lately has been kind of getting to me, I think, because now that my mom is back at work and the house is so quiet, I just sit here and I look around like, what do I do? So, yeah, it's rough. It's rough. I had a patient call today, y'all, and it just broke my heart. She said to me, I'm dealing with so much anxiety and depression. I walked out of work. She said, I couldn't handle it. I'm crying hysterically. She says, as I'm talking to you on the phone right now, I'm driving, and I just took the wrong exit. And I don't know why I'm doing this, and I don't know why I did that, but I did. She said, my brother's sick in the hospital with diabetes, and I just can't take it anymore. She says, I'm seeing one of your doctors, but can you please get me in sooner? So I pulled up the doctor's schedule. And luckily, the doctor did have a cancellation next week, and I got her in. But what broke my heart about that, I had to contain myself because I was really ready to start crying when she said that. Like, I don't know why I'm doing this. Because depression will make you feel like you're crazy, in a sense. It'll make you do things and say things that you would never normally do if you're in the right state of mind. It will take over your world. You can't function. You can't breathe. You can't focus. Because I noticed yesterday after my breakdown, I couldn't function. I couldn't focus. Even now, there's 1,000 things I'm supposed to be doing that I have not done. My daughter wanted to go to the amusement park and wanted me to get her season passes. That was supposed to be done last week. I never did it. My mom wanted me to look into her cable bill. I forgot to do that. My boyfriend's birthday is next week. So is my dad's. I have gotten none of them a gift. Mother's Day is Sunday and I don't have nothing for my mom. So you see where I'm at. Like, I have a lot to do. And I'm probably going to have to go out somewhere this weekend to get my mom her Mother's Day stuff. Because I've got nothing for her. So I have to get her a card and, you know, just all the things that she you know, wants. My mom is a person that doesn't want much. She just told me to get her a gift card. That's all she asked for. So I'm going to get her what she wants. She said, don't get me nothing but a gift card or money. So that's what she's going to get. So I'm going to go out this weekend and hopefully I'm able to get all those things for Mother's Day for her. But yeah, I have just, my mind is like on a one-way track, y'all. And like I was saying, I kept going back in time yesterday to the time I wanted to kill myself last year, because that kept popping up in my head yesterday of why I didn't go through with it, what made me think those thoughts and all these thoughts. And I was telling my boyfriend about it, and he was just like, babe, he was like, I understand. He was like, but there's a reason you're here. There's a reason you're here. And I'm like, I know there's a reason I'm here. My beautiful daughter, obviously, my family, my friends, but I'm tired, y'all. I'm tired. I've just been going through the motions, and I'm honestly drained and tired. It's like I can't put any more on my plate right now because my plate is full. It's too full. And then everybody else wants to involve me in some BS. So I'm going to tell y'all something that happened. So at my old job, I worked for a particular doctor who did pain management. Well, all of a sudden, you guys, I have the detective showing up at my house the other day because they want to speak with me about my experience working with him. Apparently, he's in some trouble and they want to interview me. Now, my experience with him was 2 years ago. I'm at a whole new job. I'm not thinking about him or what he's gotten himself into. That's none of my business, for one. But I feel like I'm being sucked into whatever it is that this man did because I'm getting calls about it, and I returned the lady's call today about meeting with her. But of course, when she called me back, I was on the phone with patients. So we didn't get to speak. And I honestly don't know what to think. But I mean, I'm the reason I'm telling you guys this is because I'm saying this to say, hold on, sorry guys, I gotta type this in right quick. I haven't been doing well today with writing down why the reasons patients haven't scheduled or can't get scheduled, because my mind hasn't been focused on it. But anyway, so the reason I'm saying this is not to say I don't want to help whoever has it. Not saying that I don't want to tell my story about working with him, because it wasn't all bad, but I'm dealing with my own depression and my anxiety. I don't want to add nothing else to that right now. I'm dealing with my own issues in my life. This job was 2 years ago. I don't feel like I need to relive anything with this man at all, period. I don't need to talk about it. I don't need to do nothing. Now, I want to move on. I have my own stuff that I'm dealing with, y'all. As it is, it's 1:30 now, you guys, and I have to go get my daughter soon. So, I'll probably be gone for a long time, y'all. Probably. I'm hoping to be back home before 3:30 so I can get back on the clock and finish out my damn day. But I don't think it's going to happen, especially if I'm stuck at this school all day. So yeah, at 2 o'clock, I got to go get my daughter. I usually unplug my computer and stuff, but I probably won't, because whatever time I get back here, well, I might unplug it, and then if I decide to get back on the clock, I'll plug it back up, because it ain't that serious. But I might unplug it for a second. If I get back on the clock, I'll plug it back up. But anyway, so yeah, I just want to tell y'all where I've been and where my mindset has been. Depression is kicking my ass, and so is anxiety. It's taking a toll on me, you know. I am hoping, guys, to be able to enjoy my birthday and hopefully be able to enjoy my boyfriend's birthday next week with him. So I'm hoping everything works out, you know, where I can actually just get away and clear my head, you know. That's all I really want, y'all, to clear my head. But yeah. I'm tired, y'all. Very tired. And sleepy. So I probably will take a nap when I come back from the school. If I don't get back on the clock, I'm gonna go to sleep for like at least an hour or two, then wake up, get my daughter her bath, and get her ready. I haven't even been able to phone. My daughter has had we've had some homework assignments we need to be working on, but I haven't had a chance to help her with that because dealing with all the depression and anxiety has been rough. So I gotta get that done this weekend with her, and then yeah, so I got a lot to do, y'all. A lot to do. But again, I'm just checking in with y'all. I hope to see you guys soon is all I can say. I hope to talk to you guys again soon, you know. But again, I don't know if I'll be recording too much soon, only because, like I said, my boyfriend's birthday is coming up. Mother's Day is going to be Sunday. And because my birthday is coming up at the end of the month, so I'm going to try to record in between that. I really want to record an episode with my boyfriend, to be honest. I think that would be kind of cool because he has a lot to say. And I think that he will be just a good person to record with. But I have to see you guys. I'm going to ask him. I'm definitely going to ask him, because I think that he has, the way my boyfriend talks and speaks and educates, I just think he will be a good... I keep telling him to make a podcast, but he won't do it. Because he has so much to say. And y'all would love his New York accent. So, y'all would love his New York accent, seriously. But seriously, though, yeah. I'm going to see if maybe when he's back next week, if he'll record something with me. I'm sure he would do it. I'm sure he would. I'll have to ask him, but... Yeah, because we definitely could do an episode about relationships, or he could do an episode about whatever he wants to talk about. But anyway, y'all, peace and love. I will talk to you guys soon. I'm going to end this because I'm not feeling a little lightheaded. But anyway, talk to you soon.